Father, we thank you. We honor your holy name this afternoon. We are grateful that you are in your presence, Lord. As we wait upon thee, God, minister to us as thou hast chosen today. We pray for every soul that is under this roof now. Holy Spirit, take charge. Whisper a word of revelation to them. Whisper a word upon which they will hold in the coming days. Thank you because you've heard our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First, it's a privilege for me to be here the last Friday of the year. I strongly believe God has something for you and for me as we head to the next year. So that means the next few days form the foundation of our next year. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One day I'll tell Welling to move this camera so that I can be preaching as I walk around. There's some of you who are specialists sitting behind there, even when we have free chairs here. Praise the Lord. I love you, that's why I want you here. But anyway, I don't want to move you, just remain where you are. Praise the King of Kings. It's a wonderful God. Something that surprised me, I think the best time to travel on the flight is on 25th or 26th. Because there are no people traveling. You're the only one in the flight. Yeah, it's good. When my brother was praying, nobody raised up the hand, which means everybody is in the house. I wonder what the airlines are doing now. It's a dry moment for them. While our sister Sophie was leading the songs, she alluded to something that is basically what I would like us to reflect over this afternoon. That in our lives, there are seasons and moments that sometimes, as we journey, we find that we have lots of questions to raise, lots of questions about what is happening, what is going on around us, and most of those questions don't have answers. But one thing I thank God for is that there is a reason for those moments. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Yesterday we were reminded of something. Simeon was waiting. He was waiting expectantly for the coming of the Messiah. He was not the only one. Every young lady in Israel was hoping that she will be the carrier of the Messiah. Because it was prophesied that a virgin will give birth. Praise the Lord. But surprisingly, in the scripture, there was a season that there was no voice of the Lord. For quite a long time, and then it did happen that night, that the angel approached Mary and spoke to Mary. The angel had spoken to Elizabeth. I'm sure he had also spoken to Simeon, assuring, and the Holy Spirit was confirming in his heart. But there was a dry season in that country, in that nation. People who had been called of God were in the blackout for a very long period of time. All of them expecting to hear the voice of God. And many did all they could to prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah, such that even when John the Baptist came, there was a lot of confusion because the level of expectation was so high. But he said, I'm not the one. The Messiah cometh. I'm not worthy to hold the laces of his shoes. So you can see the kind of level is a dry season in which they are moving through, but the level of expectation is high. That was not the only time that God kept people with such an expectation in their lives. The children of Israel, for 400 years, they were kept in Egypt, and there was always an expectation of one day for them to leave captivity and be in the presence in the land that God had promised them. And so, as I refer to what our sister was trying to allude to, you and I know when she asked people to raise up their hands, first she said, anybody who has been through such a dry moment, nobody raised their hand. Anybody who has been in a blessed moment, spree all through, nobody raised up their hand. So I'm not sure where most of us are. Because I expect either you are blessed or you are not blessed. That's what I expected. But I think some of you are in the middle there, so you are neither complaining nor happy. But I believe there is that short moment that you are not in that season of blessing, of nourishment. It was not a joyful moment. It wasn't a joyful moment. So I would like us to look at this journey of the children of Israel, but in a different perspective. Somebody's asking himself, Kenneth, you're supposed to be talking about Christmas. Yes! I'm talking about Christmas. Praise the Lord. Because it's a time to celebrate. It's a time of expectation. And so we want our Christmas, our boxes, you know when they used to say Boxing Day? And those are the times that Muhammad Ali was a hero. We used to think that's the time to settle scores. So people would say, on the 26th of December, we will settle out everything. But we didn't know it was a way of opening boxes to celebrate. And God wants to open a box for us in our life to celebrate. Praise the Lord. Can you look at somebody next to you and say, God wants to open a box in your life? A box of blessings. A box of blessings for you to celebrate. Forget yesterday. Forget about this year. Forget about this decade. God is blessing us. Hallelujah. It's a time I want to share on the subject of the desert moment is up. The desert moment is up. It is finished. Praise the Lord. The desert moment is finished. Praise the Lord. I would like us, let's look at the next clip. Now, you can see my name on that clip. And you can see another name, Google. Are you able to see that? I remember in my geography, that was what they called key. So I've given you a hint. There are two journeys there. Blue, that is by Mr. Kenneth. The red, Mr. Google. I added this blue myself. If you look at blue and you look at red, definitely blue is very short. Now, there are questions, recent discoveries. I've got question marks on the red journey because you can see against Mount Sinai, there's a question mark. That is not Mr. Kenneth who put that question mark. It is Google, Mr. Google. He's not sure about that Sinai. Traditionally, people have gone there and said, this is Mount Sinai. But don't quarrel me. I'm just citing other authorities. Is there anybody from Saudi Arabia here? Just before I make my utterance, I need to be sure. This Mount Sinai, in the recent archaeological work and studies, have shifted that location to the other side, Median side. Praise the Lord. That is why Google was not sure. He put question mark. Because the tradition has that it is that Sinai, that old one. But evidence-based research shows that it has shifted to the other side. And to lay credence to that claim, that zone you cannot visit. The new zone. It is not possible for you to go and visit there. But that is not our study today. The Red Journey, according to the Bible record, was to take about 11 days from that Mount Sinai with a question mark to Canaan. 11 days. Since that one is long, I gave this other one 10 days, the blue one, the Mr. Kenneth journey. I gave it 10 days. Don't ask me how I arrived at that. I gave the upper limit. So a total of about 20 days should have taken the children of Israel from that Goshen zone to Canaan. But it took them 40 years. Can you tell somebody 40 years? It took them 40 years to move from that point to the land of Canaan. And that was a desert moment for them. It was not celebration all through. It was full of challenges. Now, there are basically two reasons why this journey had to take that long. Now, somebody is asking, where is this man getting the 11 days? Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. It says, these are the words of Moses. These are the words Moses spoke to all Israel in the wilderness, east of Jordan, that is in Araba, opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by Mount Seir Road. 11 days. So that's approximately the period. But now, I have said there were basically two reasons why it had to take them 40 years. I've divided it into two categories. One, God delayed their journey. That's the first explanation. God delayed their journey. And two, the delay was caused by either the Israelites themselves or the enemy. I put the enemy there because that relates to us. So sometimes we are bothered because in our life today, we look back. There has been a season in which we have been moving through as children of God. And we have found challenges in our lives. Things are not moving according to our expectations. Things are not moving according to our timelines. And sometimes we are bothered with this kind of delay this kind of stagnation, this kind of confusion that is moving around us and tying us to those places. It is important for us to establish what the cause of that delay is. It is important for you as a child of God to establish exactly what is the cause of that delay. Could it be a divine direction or delay? And if it is so, what is it that God wants me to know in this time? Is it by demonic activity? If so, what ought I do as a child of God to turn things around? What should I do through those periods? And once you begin to answer these questions, you are actually unwrapping the box that God has delivered to you on this day. The year may have been bad in your life. The past 2 years may not have been pleasant to you. There could be things that you set out to achieve that have not moved according to your plan. There are things, expectations that were not met, and yet you are faithful in all that you did. You waited upon God in accordance with His word, but things did not turn out in the manner that you expected. It is time for us to sit and begin to look at this journey and begin to establish what is the cause, what ought I do as a child of God as I go through this period. Praise the Lord. I have said those two causes. If you look at Exodus 3:8, we see in the delivery of the children of Israel, the Bible says, "So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites." Praise the Lord. God Himself has set them on this course, this journey, that they may move to this promised land with a clear result that is a place that everybody would desire to be. And so it is in accordance with God's purpose for them to go. But how come a journey that was supposed to take such a short moment takes such a long period? And for what reasons? We'll be looking at those reasons and relating them to our own lives. In Exodus 13:17, it says, "When Pharaoh let the people go, at the time they were said to go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was a shorter road." God does not always lead us through the short one. Praise the Lord. And you don't want to say amen? So that confirms many of us are in that desert moment. And we are questioning God, why not this short one? There is a reason why. God, who has designated you for such a wonderful moment in your life, chooses not to take the short route and takes another route. It's not because He wants to punish you. It's not because He hates you. It's because He loves you so much. And because He wants the best for you. Tell your friend, God wants the best for you. Don't worry about the desert. It will soon be over. Tap him and say, "Brother, it will soon be over." It doesn't last for eternity. Hallelujah. Now, let's see what God says here. "For God said," this is what God said, not Moses, God.
God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt ready for battle. The journey was short, and God would have just taken them through Gaza to Canaan. But there were men there who were seasoned in battle. And the children of Israel were more of workers. They were not warriors. They had been working in Egypt. God saw, I want the best for these people. But if I make them pass through this short journey, the enemy is waiting to fight them. And the enemy in this position, he is going to discourage them so much. So I must take them through another route, and they will arrive. Praise the Lord. You are going to arrive, my brother, my sister. The journey may be long, but God has designed that it be so for your own good. Because if you take the shortcut, it's going to be terrible in your life. You will regret that journey. You will regret having taken that path. God has got a better journey for you to take in order to realize the promise that he has for you. So, a few things that we note as the journey begins, that there was a promise that God had set in place. Number two, God had selected the right path for them. Though it looked long, it looked torturous, but it was the best journey for them to take. Number three, God knew that the Israelites had several fundamental flaws. Now, this journey, apart from taking the long journey, God had designed in the process to transform the thinking, the mind of the Israelites. God had desired to change their attitude in the process. The slave mentality had to disappear. You know, if somebody has been born in slavery, if you set them free, sometimes, even in the freedom, they still behave like slaves. Because the mind has been tuned to behave like so. It requires a transformation to take place. Now, all of you here are a reflection of who you are deep within. You take decisions and act like your mind determines you to do. Because there's some of us, if it is resolving issue, it is always with a fist. The men are quiet. That some of these brethren here, were it not for salvation, if you stepped on their toe like this, you'll find yourself landing on the door there. They will give you a hot punch. But thank Jesus Christ, he has changed them. Praise the Lord. That's why some of them have got problems in their place of work. Because that old man comes and then you find them holding their brakes just before they reach the CEO's office. Because they want to teach him a lesson. In their mind, in their heart, they're saying, I'll teach this man a lesson. I'll show him that I'm not this cheap. Because that is the mindset. But God wants to transform that mindset to make it the mind of Christ. So that we may be new people. Praise the Lord. If we look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test Say, I want to test. I want to test. So that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Praise the Lord. The problem that some of us are having is emanating from our mindset. Our value system has not been changed. That is why our desert moment still lingers around us. It is until our minds are changed, then we begin to embrace the mind of God. Then our desert moment becomes shorter and shorter. Praise the Lord. God started removing those people with the wrong mindset from the nation of Israel. And he said, these ones cannot inherit the promised land. They must be gotten rid of. Because that was not the mindset of running Canaan. If your mindset remains the same way it was before it is transformed, if you get that land of milk and honey, you are going to spill that milk. You are going to throw that honey on the floor because you are violent. You are always aggressive. You are always fighting. You are always thinking that everybody is against you. No, it is your mindset. Allow God to transform you. In 2026, something must change deep within us. The foundation of our success in 2026 is not in too much prayer. It's not in any other. I'm not saying that you stop praying, but it is in ourselves allowing God to transform us that our nature be changed and aligned to the purposes of God. Then we will begin to tap into what God has promised for 2026. Another aspect is lack of self-confidence. Because we have stayed in that realm for so long, our confidence has been eroded. And God wants us to take time and ask God to restore our confidence. There are many of us today, we pray, we trust God for many things. But no sooner do we leave the prayer closet, we are back again confessing negativity because we have lost confidence because of the season that we have taken in the desert place. You've been praying for healing. Then you go out there and say, but how are you, my sister, my brother? Oh, my back ache. Oh, that's why it's remaining your back ache. It will remain yours. Are you getting me? You possess it, my headache, your headache. Christ came to remove all those headaches. Praise the Lord. Why do you take it back? He was made a curse on the tree so that you may become the righteousness of God. By his stripes, you were healed. It's past tense, not future. This tongue, the Bible says, the power of life and death is in our tongue. Watch what you speak. Watch what you say. I'll go further and say, your mind determines who you are. Watch what you think. Watch what you meditate over. If every time you're thinking of, oh, it can never happen for me, this thing cannot work for me, let me just try. You will keep trying. Praise the Lord. The desert journey must transform. What you must learn, if it has not worked this year, God is reminding you, you must change your value system. You must change your attitude. You must change your mind. Allow the mind of Christ to dwell in you richly. And his word also, richly. Praise the Lord. There were people who loved complaining. They loved complaining. You are the same person who says, all things work for good for they that love God. If all What does all mean to you? What does all mean to you? Please, you are in grade 3. You know what all means. Don't pretend you don't know. What does all mean? Okay, I'll speak Arabic. Kulu. What does it mean? Because you have been in Oman, you don't know English, now you're just speaking Arabic. Everything, all, the circumstances that God is allowing in our lives, they look so bad, painful, but they're working something wonderful in us. Praise the Lord. Learn to thank God in those moments. Not complain, but be a man full of gratitude. Have a smile on your face. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes when I tell people some things, I'm afraid of speaking now because they will think this is my situation now. But let me just say, many times when you see me dressed very smartly, things are not working well. Praise the Lord. I put on smartly, I tell the devil, I'm okay. Come with whatever weapon you are, I'm okay. But I know my Lord is fighting for me. Praise the Lord. Learn not to complain on your face. People see you and they see somebody who's crying all through. Speak to him. My Father, my God, is the owner of cattle on 1,000 hills. Praise the Lord. He shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Praise the Lord. It is he that gives me power to make wealth. Don't just cry. It may take long. But with God, one day is like 1,000. And 1,000 years are like? Hallelujah. There was a man who had been waiting for rain. And he had a friend with him. And when he sent the friend 7 times, go and look if there is anything. The friend said in the 7th time, there is a small cloud there. Hey, this man had an expectant heart. He said, these things are going to be terrible. This is heavy rain. It was a small cloud, but he says it's heavy rain. He folded his dishdasher. Do you know how people run with dishdashers? They put them up here. He folded his dishdasher and went past the chariot of horses, praise the Lord, faster than the horse. It was accelerated speed because God was faithful with his promise. Acceleration. The reaper will get more. Will go ahead of the one who is planting. Praise the Lord. It will be faster. Praise the Lord. But it will be when you are prepared. The 40 years were preparation period. I'm not saying that now you start saying, but now I'm already 70, 40 from now. No. The 40 could be 2 days. The 40 could be 1 week. The 40 could be 1 month. It varies from one person to another. Praise the Lord. There were children who were born just before they crossed Jordan. Hallelujah. They had not walked for 40 days, for 40 years. They were just born 2 months before they also went to Canaan. Hallelujah. They did not take the 40 years. You can be that baby in that crowd. God can transform you to be that baby so that your period is shortened. And if it's not shortened, it's accelerated. Joel says, we shall recover the lost years. Praise the Lord. We shall recover the lost years. It is not in vain that you have been in that state. God, for his own way, if it was divine orchestration, he was preparing you for something. And if it was as a result of your awkward walk, it is time for you to reflect, praise the Lord, and say, Lord, I want to change. Quickly, we have said One of the reasons was lack of faith, Exodus 14. Let me read 13 and 15. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm. You will see the deliverance of the Lord. You will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today." Say today. Today, 26th of December, my box is open. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see them again. The mountain you see today, you will not see it again. The obstruction you see today, in the mighty name of Jesus, it will disappear. Amen. The reason, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Stand still and see the victory of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on." The complaints were so intense that the man of God went to God and started crying, oh Father, the Father of Israel, remember your people." And God said, "It's not a question of remembering. I've already ordered that you need to take possession of Canaan. It's a question of moving." Praise the Lord. And I discovered that many times in that moment, some of us are hesitant even to make a move. We just stick there and we are saying, "Okay, let whatever God has decided happen." But God is saying, "Take a move. Make a move." Praise the Lord. When the opportunity shows up, don't disqualify yourself. I have always told people, there are some people, when an advertisement is called, instead of writing, you know, these days is better. Young people, let me teach you some history. The days I was your age, praise the Lord, we would write a letter, buy a stamp from the post office, use some of your saliva, stick the stamp on the envelope, and go and throw it in a red box. This is Friday. You want to talk to Pastor Leslie in Sohar. So you are sending my letter. Then the letter waits until Monday. It is taken, sorted out. On Tuesday, the ones who saw her are going. They arrive on Wednesday. And then the postmaster there also sorts them out. Then on Thursday, starts putting them in the relevant box. And then Pastor Leslie on Saturday will go to check in his box and find the mail. Then he reads, "Oh, dear Pastor, this is Brother Kenneth. We love you so much, and this is our plan." Then he sits one day praying. He gets the answer. On Monday, he writes another 14 days for you to get the response. 14 days. Today, you know, when I had this man, Gates, talk about this thing in early 90s, he was, email. I was wondering, what is this man talking about? I wasn't very keen on these tech things. Today, you write an email and 2 minutes back, you get a response, isn't it? What is stopping you from writing? Does it cost you anything, writing an email? So why do you disqualify yourself? You say, this job I cannot. It's give them the work to do. It's their work to sort out, shortlist. It's not your work. If you're applying for a job, it is not your work to shortlist yourself out of that list. Give whoever is doing the shortlisting the work. Young people, if you're looking for a job, anybody, write your emails to as many companies as possible. Let them have the work. Let them be paid for something they're doing, not sitting in the office. Praise the Lord. Let us not be afraid to take that step. Exodus 14, 13 says, Moses answered, do not be afraid. We have read that. In Psalms 118, 14, why do we have the strength and the courage to walk? It's because God assures us in Psalm 118, 14, the Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. Praise the Lord. And I discovered there is another name I had not known about this one. Jehovah is Lami. I know Jehovah Sitkenu, Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Rohi. This one I had not come across it. Jehovah my strength. Yes, I have discovered Jehovah is Lami. Psalms 118, 14. Praise the Lord. He will give you the strength to pursue whatever you are pursuing. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 12, 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. In those challenging moments, when the enemy is trying to hover around your mind and remind you of the many failures that you have gone through, of the many disappointments you have gone through, it's time for you to remind yourself, I have got Jehovah Ezlami on my side. Praise the Lord. He stands by my side. Praise the Lord. Number two, they were a complaining people. We have said that, Exodus 16, verse 2. And says, in the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites says to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. Yes, you had meat. Yes, you had that good food. But you are a slave. It's better to be free. Eat the little that you can, but you are a free man. Praise the Lord. The freedom from God is important because then it gives you liberty to move into the resources that he has. When God directs your path, he will always provide. That's one thing that we gather from here, because he assured them of milk, honey. He will always provide. And he provided for them in the desert. He's never late in his interventions. He will always bring it at the right time. And number three, he will always bring out the best for you. We've got some further references in Philippians 4:19. And God shall supply all according to? Yes. And that's why we have a problem in the body of Christ. We say, and God will supply all my needs according to my job. And God will supply all my needs according to my payslip. And God will supply all my needs according to my friends. That's where we go wrong. Friends have got a limitation. Praise the Lord. Your payslip. Can I tell you a secret? Can I tell you a secret? There's no employer who pays you money that can take you 45 days in a month. Never. I know you're looking at me surprised. Even if you are able to save up to 45 days, it is your own initiative. But he has tailored that salary so that by 25th, you are coming back to him. Only people who own their own companies have escaped that. Praise the Lord. But as long as you're an employee, however big the salary is, it is tailored so that you are looking forward to the next month. The next month. Some of you are looking at me shocked. Why are you still in that job? If it was to set you free, why are you still going for that job? So that's why when we have these empowerment ministries where we are being asked to do something for ourselves, it is important for us to be attentive. Praise the Lord. Because that's the secret of being free from that cycle. I know you are not happy. But we say, I have said, the good thing I'm in the pulpit, you can't throw a stone at me. Praise the Lord. All right. I thank God so much because it is important for us to reflect over this desert moment because many have been there. Another reason that these people caused them to delay was because of their idolatrous nature. They went wayward. They sought for their own solutions. That is the plan B that men usually have. After seeing that Moses was late on the mountain, these people told Aaron, can't we think of another way of going around these things? Because it is becoming late. That plan B is the one that distances even more further from the Lord. You need to take care of it. Praise the Lord. So that is in Exodus 32, verse 1 and 2. You will see where they're making the decision. And Aaron was swept because he was a servant who sought after publicity rather than pleasing God. He said, okay, gather all your earrings. So the other day I was walking in Rui. I only knew of Malba gold. Now I discovered there's Cochin gold. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, I saw a shop with a Cochin gold. Cochin gold. And I stood there. I said, these people are stealing from Malba. I said, okay. So all our sisters with your Malba in the ear and around, around the neck, even if you've shifted to Cochin gold, Aaron will tell you, bring it all. We make another god. So you look at this, oh, this is the one that will save me. No. Our God will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. Whatever he has given us, let us learn to put it under his care. Praise the Lord. Little or much, it will serve our interests. As long as God is in control, he's the one guiding us. It will see us through. Praise the Lord. The fourth reason is what we had dwelt on previously, and that was the divine one. The three that I've talked about were mainly caused as a result of the difficult head of these people. Did you know that people who fear God also can have a very tough head? Not like mine. Mine is soft, it's only hair which is not there. Praise the Lord. By the way, I have hair, it's only I shave. So don't come and start putting a glass to see whether there is hair or not. Praise the Lord. Yeah. That's the gift that God has given me. Praise the Lord. Now, sometimes we become stubborn. Sometimes, as children of God. And as a result, those three things have caused that delay. But I want us also to look at the delay that God has initiated, which I said, it is to change our attitude, to transform us, and bring us in the right standing with him. Praise the Lord. So if we go in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 2 and 3. Let us see what God has said. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness, these 40 years. Why? To humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. Praise the Lord. So sometimes we need to sit down as children of God and ask ourselves, Yes, I think I'm humble, but am I truly humble? What is God speaking to me? Engage God on these things so that at least your heart is humble to the level where God wants it to be. I've shared with you in the past. Growing up in Kenya, schooling in Kenya, teaching in Kenya for some time, gave me a false picture of myself, that I was a man with a lot of restraint. I was a man who would understand and patient. But when I had my first posting outside the country, I reached another culture. And those not here in Oman, elsewhere. When I went there, you know, as a teacher in my country, I would stand on parade like this without talking, and the children would be running to their classes. Oh, Mr. Kenneth, Mr. Kenneth, Mr. Kenneth. And they sit as if they have not been making noise. Quiet. One teacher, 400 children, they will be quiet. I went to this other place, so I was posing like the teacher, the Kenyan teacher in myself. And as I walk to the class, a child comes and says, "Sir, can I talk to my cousin?" So I, "What do you mean? It's class time now." "Sir, my cousin, he's talking to me as he's unequal." Then I found my blood. Certain pumps were coming in my hands. I was about to, then I just did that like this on my head. Because I cannot stand a child, a 14-year-old, telling me, "Sir, just." So I used to get annoyed every day. I tell them, "Come in." And then you tell him, "You go in the class, I want to teach you." And he said, "No, no, no, no." And the others are shouting, "Give him time, sir, give him time, just 1 minute." So I realized I was fighting a losing battle. I said, "Okay, go." Then he goes outside, he does, then comes back. He said, "Thank you, sir." He sits. He did not talk to anybody, he sits. And I would find myself boiling, boiling, boiling. I came to realize it was working on my own mental health. These days they call it mental health. In the house, I was fuming and, what is this that I've come to land in? But I was being taught, you pretended to be a patient person. You are not patient. So sometimes God allows you to be in a situation where you discover yourself well, that I'm a greedy person. I'm not a person who is humble. If I'm entrusted with this wealth, I will walk away from God. He wants you to understand that. I don't want to go to many stories. I like giving my own examples. I told you about my UAE offer. I know some of you remember. Yes, but it went away. It was a lesson to me, and I've said, "Thank you, God." Praise the Lord. Yes. I want to remind you, my brethren, we need to be careful. God wants us to be humble and to wait and to readjust ourselves. Check yourself. Check yourself. That desert moment is not just a waste of time. Check. Check. It could be a purification moment in your own walk with God. It could be a moment where you need to understand God's purpose for your life more clearly. That you readjust your ways with God in a more clear way. Praise the Lord. As we finish, I would like us just to read this long passage together and reflect over what it is. I'm saying, God has got a purpose for you and for everything in your life. 2026 is going to be a beautiful year for you. Because what you've been through has been a good school for you to prepare yourself for next year. It doesn't matter whether you've been celebrating. It was just a foundation of more celebrations next year. And if you've been through low moments, it is going to be a good moment for you next year. Deuteronomy 8. Deuteronomy 8. Your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. That was God doing in your life. Know then in your heart that a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. I used to think disciplining is just the physical, what they call these days physical abuse. You know, be careful. That is just a touch of love to your child. Praise the Lord. What you people call discipline these days, they say child abuse. For us, when we were growing up, it was a touch of love from your parents. Praise the Lord. And we loved them. Observe the command of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. Walk in obedience and revere him. Praise the Lord. Those are things that we need to reflect over. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. Say a good land. A good land. A land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills. A land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, the thirsty and wasteless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and to confirm and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today. Let's stand up. Everlasting Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this afternoon, God. Father, as you lift us from our desert moment, we shall have learned to humble ourselves before you. We shall have learned to pursue your virtues, O God. Mighty one of Israel, I lay before you every child in this hall, under this roof, that has been waiting for upon you for whatever thing in their life, Lord. I pray, Holy Spirit, take charge. The angels of the living God, bring forth that which has been released from the heavens. Like you walked on the ladder at Bethel, to and fro, bringing that which God had ordained for Jacob, so shall it be upon your children today. Those that wait upon thee, O God, shall receive the blessings that you had set aside for them. Thank you, Jehovah God, for what you have done. For your promises are yea and amen. Your promised good days before us, and we look forward to them, O my Father. Teach us to learn to celebrate and to thank you for them. As they are coming to be fulfilled, let your name be glorified. We thank you and honor your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
May God bless you so much.